It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act was enacted in 1990. The law provides payments for anyone who may have contracted certain cancers and serious illnesses as a result of the effort to build the first atomic bomb. It is set to expire this year. Some lawmakers are pushing to renew the legislation and expand it, as mounting evidence shows locations beyond the test sites may have been exposing residents to toxic chemicals for decades. From 1945 to 1962, the U.S. conducted nearly 200 atmospheric nuclear weapons tests. Thousands of workers were hired to mine for uranium throughout the West.
While some men search for uranium, others work with it but stay at a safe distance away from it.
While others were essential in developing the weapons at secret sites.
The greatest of war secrets on which thousands of these Americans worked.
The Radiation Exposure Compensation Act would eventually cover these workers and individuals who lived near test sites if they developed cancer or other serious illnesses. What changes are in your legislation?
Brett, what my legislation would do is, number one, reauthorize this program that for years has provided life-saving compensation for folks who the federal government has poisoned.
One place excluded from the act, Missouri. Now its Senator Josh Hawley is working to change that. He wants parts of his state and other locations to be included in a revamped bill.
The victims have never been compensated by the government for the exposure the government put them through.
So why is Missouri left out and other states left out?
Well, it was originally written, this program, back in 1990, and a lot of it, Brett, was back then we didn't know the extent of the government's nuclear processing or radiation tests. A lot of it was still secret.
Karen Nickel grew up in North St. Louis County. She says she and her family suffer from several illnesses.
I have lupus, and I also have psoriatic arthritis and some other autoimmune diseases.
Missouri State Democratic Representative Chantel Nixon-Clark also grew up near Nickel. She is a two-time breast cancer survivor and comes from a family with a history of cancers.
To be diagnosed with two different types of cancers has been a disappointment in my life.
Both believe a nearby creek could be part of the high rates of cancer and illness in the region.
Lupus is an environmental trigger. They do know that, connected to some radiation.
As data reflects, there's nothing concrete coming from a family where cancer just runs, you know, all through my family. We believe that that is a contributing factor.
We'll hear more after this.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says so, too. A 2019 health assessment determined exposure could have resulted in elevated risks for developing certain cancers.
This is no small creek. This is more like a little river.
A lot of residents there are saying more testing should be done. Where are you on this?
Oh, more testing needs to be done. The residents are absolutely correct.
Before the danger was determined, the creek was a frequent playground for locals.
Back in the 1950s, folks went out and built homes there. You know, it was a nice suburban area. It's still a beautiful area.
There were a lot of children in the neighborhood, and kids spent day sunlight to sunset in the park there and playing in the creek.
Several decades later, Nickel says a shocking number of her friends and classmates have suffered from various illnesses.
It's just person after person after person that have passed away from rare cancers and whatnot. The amount of illnesses and autoimmune diseases, and it's astronomical.
Karen met her neighbor, Dawn Chapman, as they both were trying to learn more about the radioactive waste in their neighborhood.
Unlike Karen, I didn't grow up next to this. It was staggering to see how many people were ill And then again, go be able to look back in my community where I grew up. There is none of that.
Chapman and Nickel now both live near a landfill where an underground fire has been burning for more than a decade.
The longer this fire burns, the more unstable the ground becomes.
Chapman first learned about the fire at Westlake Landfill in 2013.
I had been smelling something for a little while, kind of like when you cut an onion. That's what our eyes were doing. That's what it felt like this very intense burning. It was like, oh my God, what's happening to me?
She called the Missouri Natural Resources Department. What she learned would change everything.
He started talking about the Manhattan Project and there being radioactive waste, and he was concerned the fire was going to hit it.
Chapman and Nickel founded their organization, Just Moms STL, shortly after meeting in 2013. Since then, they have worked to uncover how toxic sites such as Coldwater Creek and the nearby Westlake Landfill came to be in St. Louis. Over the last decade, they have pressured authorities to clean them up.
We've interviewed some of these families, heard their stories. I assume you've talked to them as well.
Oh, absolutely. The government has done all of this. It has imposed these hardships on these working people. And Brett, I just want to say again, these working folks, they are the heroes of this story.
In our next installment, we're learning more about how the St. Louis area was involved in developing the atomic bomb and what officials knew about the possible contamination there. I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Guy Benson, join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.